Total Information AM on KMOX. Tom Ackerman with you, joined by Kat Neville, Vice President of Communications, Explore St. Louis. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, why do I have you on the phone and not here in person in studio? What are you up to today?
I am touring a bunch of national and international media around St. Louis on a culinary tour. And actually, I'm outside of Winslow's Table right now. So if you hear any noise in the background, that's Del Mar.
Winslow's Table's a great spot, really great spot right there on Del Mar. What else are you up to today?
Well, we're heading out to wine country. A wonderful day trip for visitors and locals alike. When you're in the St. Louis area, just an hour outside of St. Louis is the United States' first AVA. So an AVA is an American viticultural area. The very first one designated in the U.S. is Augusta, Missouri, not Napa, not Sonoma. So we're going to take them out there to experience Montel and also Noble Ice Winery. And then yesterday, I'm really excited to kind of talk up what's going on. I am on Del Mar Boulevard. And so yesterday we actually hit the new Del Mar Maker District. Have you been there yet?
I have been to Deli Divine.
Yes.
Which is great. But I haven't explored the Maker District like I should. Now, I am going to be at the Third Degree Glass Factory tomorrow night for an event, but I've been going there for years, not too far away. But yeah, describe what you saw from the Maker District.
So Third Degree Glass is that anchor. So it's Jim McKevy and then Dog R, and they are partners in Third Degree. And as they, you know, kept operating Third Degree, they were looking at the neighborhood and realizing that they wanted to create a catalyst for other makers to kind of join them and create a new district in St. Louis. And so they've invested over $30 million in buying properties, renovating them, and attracting folks to join them. So obviously there is Made, which is a maker space, and then there's Made for Kids, which is a really fun satellite of the Magic House that is upstairs from the Made Makers District. Sorry for all the noise in the background.
No, you're in the city. I mean, it's ambient noise. It's, it happens.
Exactly right. there's also Craft Alliance. And then on the culinary side, there is the new Fountain on Del Mar that's opened up. There is the new Steve's Hot Dogs that's there. Ben Paremba has opened up two new places. Esca, which is an amazing Mediterranean Israeli restaurant for dinner. And then Florentin, which again is kind of a Middle Eastern. We were there for lunch and it is like hummus and baba ganoush and lamb pitas. And it's just amazing. He's obviously relocating his Nixta, Olio, and Elia restaurants to the Del Mar Maker District. And in addition, there is the Alpha Brewing Company distillery that's there. So there's so much to explore, and all of this is kind of mushroomed just in the past year or two. It's amazing.
Holy cow. I might have to get there early then for my event, Dance for Gervais at the Third Degree Glass Factory. Free plug there. It is sold out, but I'm going to head over there maybe a little early and just explore what you're talking about. That is phenomenal. Tell me five things to do this weekend.
Okay, so first off, Cirque du Soleil, they have this wonderful Journey into Country Music. It is playing at the Fabulous Fox through the 27th. And I mean, when you take just the incredible energy of Cirque du Soleil and merge that with country music, it's going to be fabulous. The St. Louis Dance Theater Fall Concert is happening October 24 to 27. And this used to be, they rebranded themselves as Big Muddy. They've rebranded themselves as the St. Louis Dance Theater. And the artistic director, Kervin, he actually is going to be, doing some world premieres. It's going to be just an incredible celebration of dance. And then Bands of America, which you may or may not be familiar with, but it happens every year in the Dome. And high school marching bands from across the country come and they perform right there under the lights of the Dome. And this year is incredibly special because obviously we have the brand new turf, all of the new lights. So they're going to be really the first big event to take place on the new turf. So they're christening it. And it's pretty funny because when you look at the notes for the event, it says no gum. So you're not allowed to have any gum on the new turf. which is pretty funny. There's the Apple Butter Festival, which is in Kimswick every year. It draws 100,000 people, which is incredible. That's going to be October 26th and 27th. And then the last one we're recommending is Burgerfest, which this is the first one. And it's a partnership between Four Hands and High Point Drive-In. And it's going to be at the Four Hands location at the district in Chesterfield. So just tons of really fun stuff to do this weekend.
What goes on at Burgerfest? Just everyone's eating burgers and drinking beer?
Pretty much. I mean, what else do you want to do? Yeah. There's going to be some live music.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome space. It really is. And beautiful weather for the weekend. Can I go back to one more thing? We had about a minute to go. Is you mentioned the new turf at the Dome. You know, we talked about it and talked about it. It was really something to hear Anthony Becht and hear players talking about the surface being legit, one of the best in the country. What kind of buzz is there about maybe beyond Battlehawks bringing some big events?
Well, I mean, it's like if you build it, they will come. So, you know, being able to upgrade the turf is the first step in being able to bring major sporting events really back to the Dome. And obviously, when you look at the success of the Battlehawks, I mean, they have the best attendance record in the UFL with about 40,000 people per game. So St. Louis shows up for sports. We love our sports team. We love football, obviously. Watch this space. There's more to come.
Yeah, it's a huge development with the new turf and the lighting there at the Dome. Really good stuff, Kat. Enjoy your day today. You got some great weather for it, that's for sure, as you kick things off at Winslow's Table. Wave to her out the window as you drive by Del Mar. That's where she is right now. Kat Neville, Explore St. Louis, thanks as always for the visit.
Thanks, Tom.